وأهل الفضل وتقديمهم على غيرهم ورفع مجالسهم وإظهار مرتبتهم. قال
هذا الباب
الشيخ حميد الله تعالى استفيد من this chapter
ناسب أن يكون بعد ما تعلق ببر الوالدين وصلة الأرحام ومكانة أهل البيت لما لهم من فضل ومنزلة.
The Shaykh Hafidh Allah Ta'ala stated that the author رحمه الله تعالى his ordering of this chapter and the place that he put it is very suitable as the previous chapters were dealing with righteous actions with one's parents, obedience to one's parents and also the fostering of family ties and likewise showing due respect to the status and the honor of the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And it is suitable that the author rahimahullah ta'ala came with this chapter after those previous chapters due to the fact of the lofty status that the ulama and the elders enjoy. وقال رحمه الله تعالى قال الله تعالى قل هل يستوي الذين يعلمون والذين لا يعلمون إنما يتذكر أولو الألباب.
هذا فيه دليل.
And the Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى stated that in this verse or in this ayah there is proof.
لمن ميزهم الله تبارك وتعالى بالعلم أنهم لا يستوون مع أهل الجهل.
The proof here is that it shows that how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala distinguished the people of ilm, the people of knowledge, and stated that they are not like or not equal to the people who are classified or described with ignorance.
Allah تبارك وتعالى هو الذي رفعهم يرفع الله الذين آمنوا منكم والذين أوتوا العلم درجة.
Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the one who has raised them. As the Shaykh Habib Allah ta'ala mentioned, the meaning of Allah's statement, that Allah raises those amongst you who believe, He raises the ulama, He raises them in rank.
يرفع الله الذين آمنوا منكم. هذه الرفعة
And the Shaykh,
الدنيا والآخرة.
The Shaykh Habib Allah ta'ala stated that based on this verse, this rising or the fact that Allah raises them or grants them a lawfully status, this is in the dunya and the worldly life and in the akhirah, the afterlife.
No.
وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعن عدي مسعود عقبة بن عمرو البدري الأنصاري رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يؤم القوم أقرأهم لكتاب الله فإن كانوا في القراءة سواء فأعلمهم بالسنة فإن كانوا في السنة سواء فأقدمهم هجرة وإن كانوا في الهجرة سواء فأقدمهم سنا ولا يؤمن الرجل الرجل في سلطانه ولا يقعد في بيته على تكريمته إلا بإذنه رواه مسلم وفي رواية له فأقدمهم سلما بدل سنا أي إسلاما وفي رواية يؤم القوم أقرأهم لكتاب الله وأقدمهم قراءة فإن كانت قراءتهم سواء فيؤمهم أقدمهم هجرة فإن كانوا في الهجرة سواء فليؤمهم أكبرهم سنا والمراد بسلطانه محل ولايته أو الموضع الذي يختص به وتكريمته بالفتح التاء وكسر الراء وهي ما ينفرد به من فراش وسرير ونحوهما.
هنا مميزات لمن ميزوا بأربعة.
The Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى stated that in this hadith is proof of those people who Allah has distinguished and He has distinguished them with regards to these four qualities that are mentioned in this hadith.
التقديم.
The Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى stated that التقديم or putting one forward.
وفق ضوابط شرعية.
They are in agreement, or this is in agreement with الضوابط الشرعية or legislative principles or rules.
أول ضابط.
And the first one.
أول ميزة.
And the first distinguishing quality.
القرآن.
Is the Quran.
ثانية.
The second one.
السنة.
Is the Sunnah.
الثالثة.
And the third one.
الاستقامة.
الاستقامة or being upright.
سواء بدخوله في الإسلام أولا أو باستقامته وأوبته وهجرته إلى الله ثانيا.
And this is with regards to if a person entered into Islam before someone else, or he's making hijrah in being upright or migrating, immigrating in the sake of Allah.
فإذا كان العلم بالقرآن والسنة والاستقامة سواء.
And if they are equal with regards to these three things, with regards to knowledge of the Quran, knowledge of the Sunnah, and this istiqama, whether it be entering Islam first or making hijrah first.
تأتي مسألة السن.
Then what is given precedence is with regards to one's age.
إذن هذه منازل التعظيم والتوقير والتقدير.
And the Shaykh Hafidhahullah Ta'ala stated that these are the reasons why a person is given a certain status or given tawqir or shown a certain amount of respect due to these things that were mentioned in this hadith.
فلربما صغير في السن قدم على من هو أكبر منه لعلمه بكتاب الله بصحيح سنة رسول الله فهذه قدمته.
And the Shaykh Hafidhahullah Ta'ala stated that there may be a situation where a person who is younger in age is given precedence to lead the prayer over a person who is older than him due to the younger person having more knowledge with regards to the Quran and having more knowledge of the authentic Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this is what is giving him the ability or the status of being put forward.
فعليك بما فيه الخيرية.
And the Shaykh Hafidhahullah Ta'ala stated that therefore it is obligatory upon you to adhere to that which has khayriya or goodness. With regards to the Quran,
خيركم من تعلم القرآن وعلمه.
Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated in an authentic hadith that the best of you are those who have learned the Quran and teach the Quran.
فانظر لنفسك أأنت ممن تعلم.
And the Shaykh Hafidhahullah Ta'ala stated, look at yourself. Are you from those who have learned it?
هذا سبيل خير.
And if so, this is a path to good.
هل أنت ممن علم ما تعلم؟
And the Shaykh Hafidhahullah Ta'ala stated that also ask yourself, are you from those who have taught what they have learned?
هذا خير على خير. خيركم من تعلم القرآن وعلمه.
And if this is the case, then this is good upon good, as it is mentioned in the hadith, that the best of you are those who have learned the Quran and teach the Quran.
فلا يعلم إلا متعلم.
And the Shaykh Hafidhahullah Ta'ala brought to our attention that the individual does not teach except that he has previously learned.
من لم يتعلم ليس له أن يتكلم.
And the Shaykh Hafidhahullah Ta'ala stated that the one who has not learned, it is not upon him to speak.
فمن تكلم قبل أن يتعلم أتى بالغرائب والعجائب.
Because the one who has spoken before he has learned, then he has come with strange and amazing affairs.
تعلم.
Learn.
ثم علم.
And then teach after you have learned.
فهذه خيرية.
And the Shaykh Hafidhahullah Ta'ala stated that this is a path of good, this is goodness.
هذا توفيق من الله.
And this is success that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to whom He pleases.
إذا أعانك الله تبارك وتعالى على أن تتفقه في الدين وتتعلم.
If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you success and granted you understanding in the religion and has granted you the ability to learn the religion.
فإذا أراد الله بك خيرا.
Because if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as is mentioned in the hadith, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants good for you,
أَعَانَكَ أَن تَتَعَلَّمْ وَتَجْلِسْ فِي مَجَالِسِ الْعِلْمِ.
He has given you this blessing of sitting with the ulama and learning, sitting in the gatherings of knowledge and learning.
والدليل.
And what is the proof?
قوله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
The statement of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم in an authentic hadith.
من يريد الله به خيرا يفقهه في الدين.
Whomsoever Allah wants good for, He grants him understanding in the religion.
فاحذر أن تكون ممن لا يريد الله بهم خيرا لأنهم لا يتفقهون في الدين.
And the Shaykh Hafidhahullah Ta'ala, he said, beware of being from amongst those individuals who Allah does not want good for, because these are the individuals that Allah does not grant understanding in the religion.
إذن بهذا تكون الترتيب.
Thus with this, as what is mentioned in this hadith, this is the tartib, or the levels for which are given precedence with regards to the person who leads the prayer. And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that there are some circumstances where there are excuses with regards to this tartib. For example, the ruler with regards to his jurisdiction, he is more deserving or more worthy of being the imam.
Unless he has
stated or noted that a particular person will lead the prayer, then that individual will pray in the place of the ruler. Likewise, the person in his house, every individual in his house, he is more deserving of leading the prayer if he prays with people in his house. Also with regards to his takrimah, or his
takrimah.
And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala is explaining this word takrimah.
Al-majlis al-khas al-mu'tad.
It is his specific place that he is used or accustomed to sitting in. And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that the customs of the people, they are known with regards to this.
And
the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that just as it is known or what is customary amongst the people, that the man or the father, when he is at home with his children, he sits in the middle seat.
فيجلس فيه ويجلس أبناءه حوله وكذلك المجلس الخاص بالرجال معلوم مجلس صاحب المحل.
And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that when the father sits with his children, he sits at the head of the table or the head of the majlis, and his children sit around him. Likewise, the person in his sitting room.
شرعاً.
And with regards to the Sharia ruling or legislative ruling.
وعرفاً.
And with regards to what is customary amongst the people,
وأدباً,
and with regards to what is considered good manners. And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that from these previous mentioned things, that when an individual, if you were to come to a majlis, that you sit down where you are told to sit down, or where you are appointed to sit down. وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعنه قال كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يمسح مناكبنا في الصلاة ويقول استووا ولا تختلفوا فتختلف قلوبكم ليلني منكم أولي الأحلام والنهى ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم رواه مسلم. وقوله صلى الله عليه وسلم ليلني هو بتخفيف النون وليس قبلها ياء وروي بالتشديد النون مع ياء قبلها والنهى العقول وأولو الأحلام هم البالغون وقيل أهل الحلم والفضل.
وهذا لمنزلتهم, هم لهم الأولوية بالصلاة خلف الإمام.
And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that this is due to their status, that they are more deserving of being directed behind the Imam in the prayer.
لأن هذا محل أهل المعرفة والعلم.
Because this is the place of those people who know and those people who have knowledge to be directly behind the Imam in the prayer.
فقد يعرض للإمام عارض في الصلاة.
Because there may be something that happens to the Imam during the Salah.
وهم أهل علم وفقه بما يجب عليهم أن يعملوا في استخلاف الإمام أو الاستفتاح عليه في قراءته وحفظه أو في أي أمر عارض أثناء الصلاة.
And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that due to their knowledge and due to their having fiqh in the religion, anything which happens to the Imam whereby he may remove himself from Salat and one of them take his place by leading the prayer, or there may be a situation whereby he forgets what he has memorized, or anything which may happen in the Salat, they are the ones who have knowledge of what is to be done and what shall be done due to the fiqh or the understanding that they have, and due to this fact they are the ones who should be directly behind the Imam in the prayer. And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that this is not the place where the children should line up in the rows. They should not be directly behind the Imam.
فلو حصل شيء ماذا يصنع هؤلاء الأطفال؟
Because if something was to happen in the salat, what would these children who are directly behind the imam, what would وذيدوه.
فلينتبه لهذا في مساجدنا.
And the Sheikh Hafidh Allah Ta'ala stated that this affair should be given or paid attention to with regards to the masajid. وعن عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ليلني منكم أولي الأحلام والنهى ثم الذين يلونهم ثلاثا وإياكم وهيشات الأصوات رواه مسلم.
أذاك الذي قبله.
The Shaykh Hafidh Allah Ta'ala stated that this is similar to the hadith, the previous hadith.
هيشات الأسواق.
And the last statement in this hadith, هيشات الأسواق.
أي ما يحصل فيها من شجار.
The Shaykh Hafidh Allah Ta'ala stated that, that this is due to the loud sounds which may happen due to a disagreement which takes place in the marketplace.
بعض الناس عندهم فضول.
And the Shaykh Hafidh Allah Ta'ala he said that there are some people they are nosy.
تطفل.
And they want to find out.
أو ما يسمى بلغة العصر حب استطلاع.
يعني they want to find out or they have a love to or eager to find out what is going on and see what is going on.
فيريد أن يرى.
So they want to see.
ونحن في عصر السوشيال ميديا كما يقال فيأتي بعضهم يريد أن يصور ماذا يحدث.
And the Shaykh Hafidh Allah Ta'ala stated that due to the fact that we live in the age of social media, whenever somebody sees or hears something is happening, what does he do? He takes out his phone so he can record it.
وَكَمْ مِنْ بَرِيءٍ تَوَرَّطَ.
And the Shaykh Hafidh Allah Ta'ala stated that.
كَمْ مِنْ بَرِيءٍ تَوَرَّطَ.
And the Shaykh Hafidh Allah Ta'ala he said, how many times an innocent person.
كَمْ مِنْ مُعَافَ ابْتُلِي.
يعني how many times has an innocent person been put in a يعني questionable circumstance and how many معافى
ابتلي.
يعني people who were previously free of something have been tested or tried with something.
كم شخص أتته طلقة طائشة.
And the Shaykh Hafidh Allah Ta'ala he said how many times has a person been shot with a stray bullet.
أو كم من شخص أتته رمية حجر.
Or how many times has a person been hit with a rock that was thrown to the fact of him being nosy and trying to find out or see what was going on.
أو حديدة أو سلاح.
Or a piece of metal or some other type of weaponry, this person was harmed due to his being nosy.
فبعد أن كان مستطلعا.
And after the fact of him trying to see or be eager to find out what was going on.
فإذا به طرف في الهيشة.
And he is a person who has or a part in this what is called هيشة.
أو الهوشة.
أو الهوشة. يعني disagreement or fight.
أو الخناقة.
يعني the same thing, a disagreement or fight or some sort of يعني chaotic situation due to a disagreement that is going on.
وهذا موجود.
And the Shaykh Hafidh Allah Ta'ala said that this happens and this exists.
ولذلك رسول الله نهى عن الهيشات.
And due to this fact, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم prohibited from these type of هيشات.
اتركها اعتزلها.
Leave them and be distant from them.
إن كنت ولا بد.
And the Shaykh Hafidh Allah Ta'ala stated that if there's a situation where you must,
بلغ رجل الأمن.
Then inform the security apparatus. Let them know.
أو اتصل به.
Or call them.
نعم.
وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعن أبي يحيى وقيل أبي محمد سهل بن أبي حثمة بفتح الحاء المهملة وإسكان الثاء المثلثة الأنصاري رضي الله عنه قال انطلق عبد الله بن سهل ومحيص بن مسعود إلى خيبر وهي يومئذ صلح فتفرقا فأتى محيص إلى عبد الله بن سهل وهو يتشاحط في دمه قتيلا فدفنه ثم قدم المدينة فانطلق عبد الرحمن بن سهل ومحيس وحويس ابن مسعود إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فذهب عبد الرحمن يتكلم فقال كبر كبر وهو أحدث القوم فسكت فتكلم فقال أتحلفون وتستحقون قاتلكم وذكر تمام الحديث متفق عليه. قوله صلى الله عليه وسلم كبر كبر معناه يتكلم الأكبر.
وهذا هو الشاهد الحديث.
And the Shaykh Hafidh Allah Ta'ala stated that this is the shahid or this is the point of proof in this hadith, the statement of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم كبر كبر.
هذه مسألة في القصاص وتفصيلها جانب فقهي والشاهد هنا جانب تكبير أي تقديم الكبير.
And the hadith itself is dealing with the issue of a fiqh issue which is related to qasas, but the proof of what is related to this chapter is the fact that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said kabbir kabbir, meaning that the eldest person or oldest person, he is the one to speak first. وعن جابر رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان يجمع بين الرجلين من قتلى أحد يعني في القبر ثم يقول أيهما أكثر أخذا للقرآن فإذا أشير له إلى أحدهما قدمه في اللحد رواه البخاري.
حتى وهو ميت تقديم صاحب القرآن.
The Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى stated that even in the state of death, the individual who has memorized more Quran is given precedence due to what has come in this hadith.
Salah alayhi wa fi al-qabr al-jama'i.
And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that with regards to the prayer upon him and with regards to being put in the grave.
لأن قد يموت عدد كبير.
The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated
that يصعب حفر لكل واحد قبر. فيحفرون حفرة كبيرة ويقدمون أعلمهم بكتاب الله ثم يليه من يليه وهكذا.
The Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى stated that there may be a situation where a large number of people die at the same time or have died close in time, and it's difficult to make a separate grave for each individual. So what they do is they make one mass grave, and the person who is put in first, he is the one who has memorized the most Quran, and then after him, and so on and so forth. وعن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال أراني في المنام أتسوق بسواك فجاءني رجلان أحدهما أكبر من الآخر فناولت السواك الأصغر فقيل لي كبر فدفعته إلى الأكبر منهما رواه مسلم مسندا والبخاري تعليقا. وعن أبي مسعود رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن من إجلال الله تعالى إكرام
بوي الأنبياء حق بوي الأنبياء حق. نعم.
الشيخ حفظه الله تعالى stated that the statement of the Anbiya is the truth.
نعم.
وعن أبي موسى رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن من إجلال الله تعالى إكرام ذي الشيبة المسلم وحامل القرآن غير الغالي فيه والجافع عنه وإكرام ذي السلطان المقصد حديث حسن رواه أبو داود.
هذا بمنازل الناس أيضا.
And the Shaykh حبيب الله تعالى stated that this is due to giving people their respective position and status.
شيبة في الإسلام.
An order or an elderly person in Islam.
يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم stated.
إن الله يستحي أن يعذب ذا شيبة شابها في الإسلام.
That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is shy to punish an individual who has become elderly or has become an older person or elderly person in Islam.
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam لا تنتف الشيء فإنه نور المسلم يوم القيامة.
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also stated in an authentic hadith, do not pull out your gray hairs. Why? Because they are light on the day of judgment.
خيركم من طال عمره وحسن عمله.
And the Shaykh Hafidh Allah Ta'ala is reminding us of the Prophet, the statement of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that the best of you are those who they become older or they become elderly and they are still upon good deeds or their deeds have become better.
في الحديث هنا تنبيه الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And in this hadith,
من إجلال الله, من إجلال الله, هذا من توقير وتعظيم الله عز وجل أنك تقدر وتكرم ذا الشيبة في الإسلام.
The Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى stated that what has come in this hadith is the fact that from your exalting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you're giving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala his due respect and that which he deserves is your showing respect for the elderly Muslim.
كيف يكون؟
And the Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى is saying, how is this?
في تقديمه.
For example, putting him forward, serving him first.
في إجلاله, في إطعامه, في إكرامه.
With regards to respecting him, with regards to honoring him, with regards to giving precedence to him.
والرأي والمشورة.
And with regards to seeking his counsel and also seeking his opinion in the situation of shura or seeking advice.
وحامل القرآن.
And also from those people who are shown respect or given respect is a person who has memorized Quran.
أهل القرآن.
The people of Quran.
يرفع الله بهذا الكتاب أقوام ويضع به آخرين.
Because it has come in a hadith that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم stated that Allah rises or causes people to be elevated with this book, just as He debases people with it as well.
يرفع العامل به.
Why? The Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala saying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevates those who act upon it.
ويضع الغالي والجافي فيه.
And Allah debases the person who goes to extremes with regards to it and a person who is negligent with regards to it.
الغالي المتكلف في تنزيل أحكامه التي على الكافرين على المؤمنين وهو فعل الخوارج.
And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that an example of the person who is going to extremes is the person who explains the ayat that were revealed with regards to the kuffar. He applies them to the Muslims just like the khawarij. This is an example of those who have gone to extreme, and they are an example of people whom Allah has debased with this Quran. And the person who is negligent. Those people who are negligent with regards to it are those people who are disobedient to Allah's commands. They do not fulfill what Allah has commanded, nor do they restrain or abstain from what Allah has prohibited.
وإكرام الحاكم العادل.
And also showing respect and honoring the just ruler.
السلطان والمنزلة.
The ruler or the person who is in authority, the person who has that status.
مقسط أي عادل.
مقسط يعني the person is عادل, he is just and fair. وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعن عمر بن شعيب عن أبيه عن جده رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ليس منا من لم يرحم صغيرنا ويعرف شرف كبيرنا. حديث صحيح رواه أبو داود والترمذي وقال الترمذي حديث حسن صحيح وفي رواية أبي داود حق كبيرنا.
ليس منا أي ليس على هدينا ولا موافق لنا.
The Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that Isha Minna, يعني the person who is not on or not upon our guidance and not in accordance with our commands.
تعامله مع الفئتين صغار وكبار.
With regards to his interactions with elderly people or older people and with regards to younger people or young people.
الصغير رحمة.
And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stating with the youth or the young person, you extend towards him mercy.
والكبير تشريف.
And with regards to the older person or the elderly person, تشريف or giving him honoring him.
هذه هي أخلاق أهل الإسلام.
The Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala is stating that this is the character of the people of Islam.
سواء هذا الكبير تعرفه ولا ما تعرفه.
Whether or not, يعني regardless of the fact, if you know this elderly person or if you don't know him.
No.
وعن ميمون ابن أبي شبيب رحمه الله تعالى عن عائشة رضي الله عنها مر بها سائل فأعطته كسرى ومر بها رجل عليه ثياب وهيئة فأقعدته فأكل فقيل لها في ذلك فقالت قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم انزل الناس منازلهم رواه أبو داود لكن قال ميمون لم يدرك عائشة وقد ذكره مسلم في أول صحيحه تعليقا فقال ذكر عن عائشة رضي الله عنها قالت أمرنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أن ننزل الناس منازلهم وذكره الحاكم أبو عبد الله في كتابه معرفة علوم الحديث وقال هو حديث صحيح.
هذا معناه نعم إنزال الناس منازلهم.
And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that this is the meaning of what has been mentioned in this hadith to put people in their respective places into the nas manazilahum, to put them in their proper places.
يعني لا تهن الرفيع وترفع الوضيع.
The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala is saying you do not base the person who has a lawfully status and nor do you raise the person who is debased or he does not enjoy that lawfully status.
فتجلس الحاكم مكان الخادم وتجلس الخادم مكان الحاكم.
For example, you sit or you seat the ruler in the place of the servant or the maid, and you seat the maid in the place of the ruler.
وتنزل الصغير وتجلس في مكان الكبير و وتجلس الكبير في مكان الصغير.
Or you put the young person or the child in the place of the elderly person, or you put the elderly person or you seat the elderly person in the place which is denoted or designated for the child.
هذا معنى أنزل الناس.
This is what is meant by put people in their respective places.
وليست هي الطبقية أو العنصرية.
And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala saying this should not be understood as طبقية or different levels or ranks in the society, different societal ranks. It should not be understood as that.
إنما هو تشريف الكبار واحترام الصغار.
Rather, what is understood from this is honoring the elderly people and putting the children in their respective places as well and extending mercy towards them. وعن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما قال قدم عيينة ابن حشم فنزل على ابن أخيه الحر ابن قيس وكان من النفر الذين يدنيهم عمر رضي الله عنه وكان القراء أصحاب مجلس عمر ومشاورته كهولا كانوا أو شبانا فقال عيينة لابن أخيه يا ابن أخي لك وجه عند هذا الأمير فاستأذن لي عليه فاستأذن له فأذن له عمر رضي الله عنه فلما دخل قال هي يا ابن الخطاب فوالله ما تعطينا الجزل ولا تحكم فينا بالعدل فغضب عمر رضي الله عنه حتى هم أن يوقع به فقال له الحر يا أمير المؤمنين إن الله تعالى قال لنبيه صلى الله عليه وسلم خذ العفو وأمر بالعرف وأعرض عن الجاهلين وإن هذا من الجاهلين والله ما جاوزها عمر رضي الله عنه حين تلاها عليه وكان وقافا عند كتاب الله تعالى رواه البخاري.
هذا فرق العقلاء والحمقى.
And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Allah Ta'ala stated that in this hadith it shows the difference between those people who have intellects and those people who are حمقى, imbeciles or stupid people.
جلساء الرجل لهم أثر في زيادة حلمه أو استشاطة غضبه.
And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Allah Ta'ala stated that the individuals who are around or sit with an individual, they affect him with regards to his حلم, with regards to his being patient and persevering, and with regards to his becoming angry.
وجلساء الرجل لهم أثر في إسلامه وكفره.
And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that the individuals who sit with an individual, they have an effect on this person's Islam and with regards to disbelief.
فأبو طالب وهو في سياق الموت والنزع.
Because it comes in the hadith that Abu Talib, when he was in the situation of he was basically on the pains of death or on his deathbed.
كان في لحظات الموت ورسول الله يقول يا عم كلمة قلها أحاج لك بها عند الله يوم القيامة.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم when he came to Abu Talib in the status on while Abu Talib was on his deathbed, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم he said, oh uncle, state this statement whereby I will argue on your behalf on the day of judgment.
وكبار كفار قريش أبو جهل ومن معه حوله يقولون أتدع ما عليه آبائك وأجدادك أتدع دين عبد المطلب فقال هو على ذلك فمات على الكفر.
And what comes in this hadith also is the fact that in this sitting in the same gathering there was the leaders of Kufar, the leaders of the Kufar of Quraysh, Abu Jahl, and those people who were with him, and they said to Abu Talib, do you leave the religion of your forefathers, the religion of Abdul Muttalib? And Abu Talib's last statement was, he is upon the religion of Abdul Muttalib.
هنا استأذن بمعرفة عمر لأنه على قرب منه فأتى هذا لينفث ما في نفسه فاستأذن برجل من جلساء عمر فتجرأ به حتى تمكن من عمر.
And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that what comes in this hadith is that this individual's cousin, due to the fact that his cousin was from those who sat with Umar radiallahu anhu, he sought to get close to Umar and say what he had to say to Umar by the fact that, or by the closeness that his cousin enjoyed in the gatherings of Umar. So he sought from his cousin permission, or he asked him to seek permission so that he can say what it is he had in himself to say to Umar.
فقال هي ابن الخطاب كلمة تقال لمن كان على حال فأصبح على حال.
And the Sheikh Hafidhullah Ta'ala, he stated that this statement that was used by this individual, he, it means that يعني, it's something that is said to an individual when his status has changed. He was upon something or he was in a particular condition. This condition changed and now he is on another condition.
فبعض الناس يحضر أحيانا يتكلم ليقال قد قال
حتى
وإن كان القول باطل.
The Sheikh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that there are some individuals, they make statements or they say things just for the mere fact or just so that it is said, so and so said, even if it is a statement of falsehood.
قد ما تعطينا الجزل ما تحكم فينا بالعدل كذا.
And the individual said that he stated to Umar that you do not give us our proper rights and you do not rule with the justness between us. And the Sheikh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that this individual was a kadha, a liar.
ولكن الحر بن قيس حر لما رأى الموقف هكذا قال يا أمير المؤمنين احلم احلم.
And when حر heard his cousin say this, he said يا أمير المؤمنين يعني be patient in this situation or be patient with this individual.
الحر تقال في الطائر الذي يصطاد الحر الصقر. الحر حر.
The Sheikh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that this individual's name الحر
الصقر. الحر هو الصقر.
The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that this individual is like his name, because in Arabic his name, it means like the falcon.
فالحر بن قيس حر.
The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala said, حر بن قيس, which is the narrator's name, he is a falcon, like his name.
والحر يصيد لا يصاد له.
And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala is saying that the falcon hunts, he is not hunted.
فأراد أن يهدئ من غضب أمير المؤمنين فتلى عليه القرآن
ذكره
بالله. فهذا منزلة الكبار وأهل العلم إذا كانوا محيطين بك أو في مجلسك أو فحتى وإن حصل ما حصل يعينون على الخير.
So due to this fact, the Sheikh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that when he saw that Amir al-Mu'mineen became angry, he sought to calm him down and he recited this ayat.
أمير المؤمنين عمر بشر يغضب يفرح يضحك.
He is the Amir al-Mu'mineen, the leader of the Muslims. He is a bashar. He's an individual. He's human. He gets angry just like any other human.
لكن لما قال إن هذا من الجاهلين ما تجاوزها عمر فكان وقافا عند كتاب الله.
But when this individual stated that his cousin was from amongst those people who are ignorant and then he recited this ayah, it is mentioned in this hadith that Umar radiallahu anhu was waqafan عند كتاب الله.
فأعرض عن
هذا. So due to this fact that he heard this ayah and he acted upon it immediately and he left off this individual.
نعم.
وعن أبي سعيد سمرة سمرة بن جندب رضي الله عنه قال لقد كنت على عهد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم غلاما فكنت أحفظ عنه فما يمنعني من القول إلا أن هاهنا رجالا هم أسن مني. متفق عليه.
وهذا أدب طالب العلم مع الكبار.
And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that this is what is illustrated in this hadith is the adab of or the mannerisms of the student of knowledge with regards to those who are older than him or more knowledgeable than him.
الصغير في مجلس الكبار لا ينبغي له أن يجعل نفسه كبير. اعرف نفسك واعرف حجمك.
The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that the younger person, if he is in the gathering of older people or more knowledgeable people, he should not put himself in their position as being older or more knowledgeable. Rather, he should know his size, know his age, know his capabilities, and furthermore, know himself.
ولكن أبي سعيد تعلم الأدب فكان يعرف الكبار فضله.
And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that the narrator of this hadith, Abi Sa'id, he knew this and he was aware of this and he knew the fadl or the merit that the older people or the more knowledgeable people were deserving of. وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعن أنس رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما أكرم شاب شيخا لسنه إلا قيض الله له من يكرمه عند سنه. رواه الترمذي وقال حديث غريب.
في ضعف لكن من حيث المعنى لا شك أن الإنسان إذا قدم شيء وجد جزائه ورده.
The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that although the narration or the sanad of this hadith is da'if, the meaning is correct, and that there is no doubt that if the individual does good, he will be rewarded for this good, and he will be shown the recompense of that good.
فمن قدر قدر.
And the individual who appreciates, he is appreciated.
ومن بر بر.
And the individual who extends good actions to others, those good actions will be extended towards him.
ومن عق عق به.
And the individual who is disobedient, he will be, or disobedience will be extended towards him as well.
ومن أهان أهين.
And the individual who debases others or belittles others, he himself will be debased and belittled.
جزاء وفاء.
And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that jaza'an wafa'an, that the individual will be wifaqa. Jaza'an wifaqa, that the individual will be shown the same behavior as he demonstrated to others. وقال رحمه الله تعالى باب زيارة أهل الخير ومجالستهم وصحبتهم ومحبتهم وطلب زيارتهم والدعاء منهم وزيارة المواضع الفاضلة.
هذا إن شاء الله في الأبواب القادمة. أسأل الله تبارك وتعالى أن يرزقنا وإياكم العلم النافع والعمل الصالح والفقه في الدين.
الشيخ حبيب الله تعالى stated that we will stop here and continue on the next chapter for the next lesson. And with this, the Shaykh concluded tonight's lesson by asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us understanding in the religion and righteous actions and acting upon them. And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala send prayers and blessings upon the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
النصاب أخذناه والله. غدا موعدنا على الدرس وكعادته.